We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for.
If I was Chris Alfheim, I would be singing my heart out. Oh, I hope she's doing well, and we send our best to her. She's the previous host of this, and she's that's her song, so we try to do that and play it and wish her well. So, my thanks to Jeff Cobb Service, and if you are a listener of this show and you kind of care about what's happening and want, you know, moderation and want, you know, what's not what's left, what's right, but what's right versus what's wrong, their work is really. Is really, really good. And it's awesome because if you do any research on who they have employed at the Niskanen Center, it is people from all over the place. And you'll recognize some names. You might not recognize Jeff's other than from the show, but I mean, he's written books. You should buy his book. And I mean, these guys are incredibly, you know, looked at for opinions when it comes to really, really tough issues. These guys, they're important. And I'm very grateful for his time and his friendship, and he's a good dude. And absolutely, he is the smartest person in the room. So don't let his humbleness fool you. But he's really a wonderful man. You know, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about here in this last segment, but I figured it out on Wednesday morning. When I was watching Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s hearing to be the esteemed Secretary of our Health and Human Services. And I got to say, I don't think we could pick someone as unqualified to sit in that chair as him. But I want to give some help, because there's so often that people will say, you know, what can I do? How can I, you know, get to a point where I'm impacting change. I have no platform. I don't know what to do. Well, here's what you can do. I want to tell you how to recognize some things and how to push someone away from going into those rabbit holes. And this is how they get there. You know, where the conspiracy is and all these things. And so when someone is this like their gateway drug, right? And it's exactly what happened at Robert F. Kennedy's hearing. And it was in a conversation that he had with Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. And so often when people get to the point where they're in this dangerous, you know, world and everything is spinning around them and it's this chaos, and it starts with, hey, let's agree to disagree on, you know, X, Y, Z, and this is what it is. Robert F. Kennedy was talking to Marsha Blackburn about it. Have you ever noticed that the kids these days, they're on ADHD medication, or, you know, so many people have a food allergy now and they have depression and everything. That is how they do it. That is how people get sucked into these rabbit holes at like warp speed. People like RFK Jr., Marsha Blackburn, people like my old pal, Senator Ronnie Johnson, they'll spew some random thought about, hey, you know, boy, that's strange. Or a question like, hey, yeah, don't you find it weird how blah. And then they just leave it at that. They just put it out there. And then you're guided to this like cliff that you just go down like the roaring tide of Niagara Falls. And then you're in it before you even could blink. And the truth is, I was one of those kids. I was a kid that couldn't pay attention, who needed some help. I'm an adult that still takes some medication to keep my spaghetti bowl of a mind focused. Sometimes it doesn't work very well. But hey, you know, that is what it is. And our son as well, he's going to probably, he inherited that little trait from his old man. But the problem is, these people never, they take these things and they never take into consideration the humanity of what their wild accusations are spewing. As Marsha Blackburn, you know, she's never thought that as society grows, we grow into our understanding, and we grow into our understanding of some of these conditions that people do have, and we grow into our knowledge of how to help. And that's where we all come in. When people are going into these rabbit holes, we can talk to them about, hey, you know what? Maybe, as Robert F. Kennedy said, this is what he said, in that hearing. He said, we have people that have ADHD and they have all these medications and our children are medicated and what they don't need is medication, but what they need is counseling. They need counseling. This dude is going to be in charge of like the FDA or whatever, you know, the policy making of the biggest health organization in the world. And we have modern medication and ways to help. And he says, well, they don't need that. They need counseling. This is like in the 90s where, hey, people, we can stop the gay epidemic. All we need to do is pray to God. Well, that didn't work. And neither will this. We have miracles of modern medicine that can help relieve children of suffering. And instead, we say they need counseling. And then we can talk about the pressures and the stress that children are under. At 5 years old, our children are expected to go to pre-K. They're expected to go there. And if they go to kindergarten, they're going to be behind if they didn't go to that pre-K. And then in first grade, they're supposed to write a short freaking essay. And they get a half hour recess. And you're in school for 7 hours. Can you imagine how hard that is on the kids? You wonder why they're so stressed. You know, when I was a child, I had the pressure. I never had the pressure of knowing that every single person in my class has a high definition camera in their pocket and they can take a video. And every slip, every mistake, anything that you would do 30 minutes later is shared with the entire school. Can you imagine that stress? Can you imagine that stress? You know, and that these are the things that where we come in is when someone says, hey, you know, boy, isn't it weird how people that, you know, all of a sudden everyone's on ADHD medication? What we do is we stand up and say, no, it's not weird at all. We found a thing that can help kids. We found a thing that can help adults. And it's a responsible thing to do to say, hey, if this is going to help you, let's help you. That is what we have to do. And my point is that in all this chaos, please, please, please don't forget to honor other people's dignity. Have the empathy to understand what it is they are dealing with and bring decency back to our society and our politics, even if elected officials won't. Be that leader and stop people before they get into those rabbit holes with facts, with truth, and with decency. We'll see you next week here on The Rational Revolution. My thanks to Jeff Cabaservis, Niskanen Center, producer Amanda, and everyone here at Civic Media. We'll see you next week.
Times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows